Our beloved, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, finally gets home from a very busy day serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and serving Allah's creation. Sits down with his beloved wife, Aisha radiallahu anha, has a small conversation with her. This is late night, and they finally go to their room and they lay down in bed. The Prophet ﷺ lays down. Aisha radiallahu anha narrates his narration. Somebody once asked the Prophet's wife a very powerful question and asked, Ya Umm al-Mu'mineen, فَأَخْبِرِينِي بِأَعْجِبِ مَا رَأَيْتِ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Please tell us the best thing you saw in the Prophet's life, the most amazing, astonished thing, the thing that you could always reflect over and say, oh my goodness, my husband was so great. So Aisha radiallahu anha said, and this is a tough question. Aisha radiallahu anha said, بِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ عَجَبٍ. What wasn't amazing about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Every single thing was exceptional. And then she talks about the story. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lays down with me that layla, hatta massa jildi jildahu. My skin touches the skin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of the beloved of Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to his beloved wife, Ya bint Siddiq, O the daughter of Abu Bakr, Dirini ata'abbud li Rabbi. Please give me permission to stand up and worship Allah in tahajjud. Aisha radiallahu anha, anyone knows her personality, she's a very strong, vocal companion of the Prophet ﷺ, the wife of the Prophet ﷺ. She says, Wallahi, inni uhibbu qurbaka ya Rasulullah. I wish I can be close to you. And I wish you could sit next to me, be with me. Walakin uthirtu hawaya. But I'll give away my desire for your desire. She was so generous. You know how hard it is to give away your space for something, someone that you love, that you want to be around. This is her husband, this is the Prophet of Allah. Who wouldn't want a moment with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And Aisha radiallahu anha says, Ya Rasulullah, I allow you to do whatever you wish. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not going to go hang out with friends, talk to some of his companions. He's served them all day. It's time for him to stand in front of Allah. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. When you're done serving the world, I want you to empty your thoughts and stand in front of me and just worship me. So the Prophet ﷺ gets up, فَتَوَضَّعَ. He does ablution, فَقَامَ. He stands up, فَكَبَّرَ. He says, Allahu Akbar, and he starts to read Qur'an. Recites and recites. ثُمَّ رَكَعَ. Then he does ruku', and then he cries in his bowing position. Then he prostrates in sajda, فَبَكَى. And he starts to weep even more. He gets back up, he reads more Qur'an, فَبَكَى. فَرَكَعَ فَبَكَى وَسَجَدَ فَبَكَى. He continues to pray and cry and pray and cry. Hatta adhana Bilal, till you could hear the voice of Bilal calling adhan for Salatul Fajr. And he concludes his prayer. Aisha radiallahu anha is shocked. She's probably watching this happen. My husband leaves my bed, the comfort of his life, leaves a warm bed, stands up and prays. She's like, Ya Rasulullah, why? لِمَا تَصْنَعُ هَذَا. Why do you put yourself through so much fatigue? Why are you exerting yourself? لَقَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Allah has forgiven all your sins, past and the future. The Prophet is protected from making any mistakes. But even as an appreciation to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love that Allah has, as an honor, Allah says, we've done this for you too. Why are you doing this? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Can I not be a grateful servant of Allah? I just want to thank Him for everything. And He also says, قَدْ نُزِلَ عَلَيَّ آيَةً. Tonight, there were such verses that revealed that these verses did not allow me to rest, except they made me get out of my bed and stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let's look at the verses that affected the Prophet ﷺ, that he became sleepless, restless, left the comfort of his bed, the side of his beloved wife, to stand in front of Allah all night. What are these beautiful verses?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد.
In Surah Ali Imran, chapter 3, verse 190, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam refuses to rest and stands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah speaks about, we are ordered by Allah to ponder, to reflect over His creation. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ. Verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth, in the changings of the night and the day, لَآيَاتٍ لِلْأَلْبَابِ. There are signs for those who have intellect, who have understanding, who have comprehension, who have the ability to reflect. Those الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ. Allah says, who are these people of intellect? Those who remember Allah standing قِيَامًا وَرُكُوعًا bowing وَسُجُودًا, and while they're doing sajda. This is exactly what the Prophet ﷺ did. He said, these verses were revealed, they challenged me. Am I amongst the intellectual people, those people who have comprehension and understanding? The Prophet ﷺ put this ayah into action the same night it was revealed. وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And they ponder over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet ﷺ said, وَيْلٌ لِمَنْ قَرَأَهَا وَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرْ. Woe to that person who reads these verses of Ali Imran, verse number 190, and does not reflect over God's creation, does not reflect over purpose of life. This is what made the Prophet ﷺ restless. This is how the Quran should impact someone, where we are just sitting, and then when we read something, we get up from the comfort of our sofa, our couch, for our bed, and we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many times have we become restless from a phone call? How many times have we become restless from hearing some news or reading something that wasn't appealing to us? And when we hear these negative information, troubling news, we become restless, we become speechless, sleepless. We don't want to talk to anybody. Here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is demonstrating how he is devoted to Allah through a verse in the Quran that took away his sleep, where he stood in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till Bilal called adhan. Aisha radiallahu anha says, this has to be one of the most amazing things that I saw in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah grant us such relationship with the Quran and grant us ability to ponder and reflect over the beautiful meaning of the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.